This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. I will tell you something, Mike Bell. These Atlanta Braves have all of a sudden gotten themselves back in the hunt. And let's just be completely honest, Braves country. Drake Baldwin's that dude. And it's time to start exploring trades for Sean Murphy. There is no reason to even think about just continuing to run a mediocre Sean Murphy out there. Mike, I was on vacay, and I keep seeing Baldwin's name just pop up.
Right.
Pop up. Pop up. And I look, when we talked about this going into the season, and I said, if he hits the ball like we expect him to, he could be the secret sauce. And I'll be damned, he is turning into that, and this kid is hitting – over his last 14 games, 500?
Right.
But what are we doing? Why are we even talking about running Sean Murphy back out there?
No, I get it. At some point, maybe like Austin Riley, this was Grant's point when I put this to Grant last week, the pitchers of the big leagues will figure him out or come with some stuff. Okay, that's part and parcel to baseball. You come as a rookie, you're raking, somebody trying to figure you out, you counterpunch. But until that time, let's keep rolling with this guy. And even then, I think he's going to figure it out, Carl, because he's just a professional hitter. And I'm with you. Sean Murphy's great defense, and he is a tremendous defensive catcher. And working with the pitchers, I understand that's not to be, you know, denied. But how do you keep this kid out of the lineup? You can't. I got 70,000 people that viewed the tweet that I basically said the same thing you just said about let's find a way to get Murph. And another thing, Carl, they're so cheap at times, right? Let's get the payroll. Get him off the books.
Well, look, I think you can, first of all, get something for him, which is rare with AA because he usually just acquires guys without giving up anything. Mm-hmm. You can get something for Sean Murphy. But, yes, the fact that he's under, you know, salary control or at least, you know, club control. The other thing, though, this is the brilliance of this move. And and we said this when they made the decision to give him an opportunity. Obviously, injury played a role in him getting the opportunity. But you got to find out. What are we waiting for when guys are in the minors for 3 years and you're like, well, I think he's going to be pretty good. Drake Baldwin's ready, and we're seeing it. He is one of the reasons why the Braves have won 5 of the last 7, but more importantly, back over 500. The other big part of this is your stars are finally being stars. Matt Olson's hitting the ball, right? Ozuna's been Ozuna. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for Ronald to come back, and apparently, hopefully, that's going to be within the next week or so. And then Strider's on his way back. All of a sudden, this thing is looking a lot better, man.
Right. And by the way, Murphy did have a big home run the other night up in Boston, so it's not all been all bad. Just got to give him some credit. That did help to win 4-2. But yes, I am so enamored with Drake Baldwin. It's funny, I mentioned last week, I said, you know, thinking about going getting a Drake Baldwin jersey, and like literally 100 people said, me too, because this dude has just got it. And again, I understand, as Grant pointed out, yes, there's always an adjustment period, but right now he is a revelation. This guy is money. He's so clutch. He makes things happen, stirs the drink. So you get a Ronald Acuna back. Now, Ronald, I don't know if you heard, when you're on vacation, he had a couple of hits in Gwinnett. He's been raking. He's looked a little sluggish his first game back in the outfield, to be expected.
Well, yeah, look, I think hitting is one thing, and this is why we discussed him potentially just being the DH, but it makes no sense. You've got one of the best DHs in Major League Baseball in Ozuna. He's going to have to play in the outfield, but that's going to be the bigger transition than just him getting at bats. So I don't know, Mike. I mean, That's what I think they were concerned about in this slow roll to get him back was, again, we talked about it, man. When you balls hit, I got to cut and go and like, okay, do I feel like I'm 100% to do that? How am I approaching that? Because those things happen so fast. But either way, I hope he's going to be back sooner than later. It's Dukes and Bell. Want to hear from you guys. Look, we're winning. But some of you may be reluctant because you're going to be the guy that's scared or the lady that's scared of, well, what if something happens? Play the best guys. Give me the best lineup night in and night out, and let's see what happens. And if something, God forbid, happens in injury, you know, one of these guys gets in, then you deal with it. But, Mike, I guarantee you if you put Sean Murphy on the market, and he may already be, you can get something in return. He's a vet. And as you said, he hasn't been terrible, but it's just the fact that the young kid is outplaying him right now. And I think that speaks volumes.
And the fact that Snit's going to bench him basically with a lefty on Tuesday and Thursday. Are you out of your freaking mind?
Yeah.
I mean, stop it. Stop. That's the Bobby Cox crap, which makes me want to throw something, right? You know, come on, please. You know, Snit says it won't be a strict platoon. But Mark Bowman from MLB yesterday puts it out there that, yeah, because of the lefty starting on Tuesday and Thursday in this series against the Nats, that he'd likely sit in. Come on. That's a loser mentality.
Yeah.
Run. You ever play craps? Run with a hot hand, man. Come on now. Let's roll.
Well, we need to run off as many as we can.
Period.
I mean, we're five behind the Mets right now, which nobody thought we would be at this point. If this was going to happen, I thought it might happen in June, not in May. So all of a sudden, you've made up this ground, Mike, after starting 0-7, and you're in a spot where, look, we got to run off as many as we possibly can. I want to get to the end of June and be potentially right on the heels of the Mets or maybe even in first place. And by the way, we got a ton of matchups with them down the road. Well, head-to-head game, you know, you're going to be able to get a full game if you win those series. But I totally agree with you. And listen, Friday you win, Saturday 7-6 loss, yesterday 10 runs. Guys, everybody pretty much drove in a run except Verdugo. And so your lineup is finally living up to it. And that lineup includes Drake Baldwin. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up and let us know what you think. I know it's early in the season, and many of you are like, it's too early to be thinking about trading somebody. Not if you could get quality pitching for it.
No, and think about this, guys. If you want to get an upgrade from Iglesias, if you feel Iglesias can continue to wobble. Now, again, I know that would be kind of threading the needle to try to trade Murphy to a team that's going to give you a closer, but let's get some more pitching. Because this bullpen, if you didn't see Saturday night, you're up 6-2 in Boston and you blow that game. You need better bullpen help, so I'm with you. I love the idea of getting Murph off the books. Because what would you do? You got James McCann. You got a guy in Gwinnett who's a veteran. So, I mean, it's just some Braves fans are so scared of their own freaking shadow. This guy can't hit. He's a career 230 hitter. Yes, I know he had a home run the other night. Yes, good for you. You want a cookie? He's also paid $15 million, and he's not worth a penny of it.
The other part that's rolling for us right now that I feel really good about as we talk about our Braves guys, we got plenty to dive into today on a big Monday. What's going on with Scotty Scheffler? He is the next big thing, and it's time for us to realize it and unfortunately say, Tiger, thank you very much, but we're watching the next big thing. We will talk about it. We will also get into these NBA playoffs. We're down to the Final Four. But as far as the Braves, Mike, the other thing that makes me feel good is Chris Sale. Guys, his ERA was way up when the season started. I think he was feeling the pressure of having to win every time he was on the mound. His ERA is down to a respectable 3.62. At one point, guys, it was 6 or 7. And everybody's like, oh, this doesn't look like Chris Sale. His game on Friday night, Mike, 8 strikeouts, he looked really good. And I think he is back to where we need him to be.
Right. And now Strider on Tuesday night. We'll see what Strider looks like. And, again, he was very embarrassed by how that, you know, the whole hamstring having to catch thing went down. We talked about it with Grant, who interviewed him a few times. But now let's hope if he hits the ground running and Acuna comes in, as we said, basically the Braves, Mets, and Phillies have all been playing about the same pick, about the same clip, I should say, 6-3 or 6-4, 7-3. But that's cool. We'll have a chance, as you said, to go head-to-head with these guys. But it's like, you know, you got your sea legs on you. The Braves are in a really good spot. And now it's just a chance to now see how far we can go once we get the whole team back. And then what will our general manager do with the trade deadline to put us over the top?
Yeah, because we still got to beat those Dodgers, man. I mean, like, you know, we can't deny that even though we're playing well and look, we're over 500 again, that's still the team I think we're going to have to go through. And right now, do you match up in a 7-game series with the Dodgers? The answer is no. It is. But that's without Strider and that's without Acuna. Add them to the mix, to Mike's point, trade Sean Murphy, and get some help. Maybe this is a different look come end of August, heading into September. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell, 929. Got a few stories to tell, Mike, coming off of vacay. But I got to tell you, man, watching Scotty yesterday, and I was flying back, so I didn't see all of it. I just got, when I got on the plane, he was already leading by like four strokes. Right. But this is his dominant. Now, it's not Tiger dominant, okay? Because, again, for those of you who are old enough, if you were watching in 2000, 2001, 2002, it was a different level. But this is as dominant as we've seen any golfer be since then. And that includes Rory, guys. I mean, the Masters win was terrific. But Scotty's just been so consistent, Mike. And now you're talking about a guy who is in elite company when you start talking about before the age of 29, winning as much as he has. The only two guys that have won, you know, 15 PGA victories before their 29th birthday. It's Jack and Tiger. And now it's this guy.
Right. Scottie Scheffler's got those three majors now. And again, think about the storyline, guys, from being basically handcuffed, spending a morning in jail in Louisville over that ridiculous situation to hoisting the Watermaker Trophy. And that's just, that's amazing. One thing for certain, John Rahm, I thought he was really dialed in. I thought he was going to make it happen. And he just completely implodes. 15, bogey, 17 in the water, double on 18. He goes from basically a chance to win $3.5 million to winning, well, $400,000. Not a bad day's work. But, you know, he cost himself millions. I heard, and we'll save this for guy talk, but Bryson DeChambeau, one of the funniest things I've heard a golfer say, you know, we really need to get golf balls that fly straight. Yes, I think you speak for all of us. You know, that's what I need. You and I need that, Carl. Golf balls that don't slice or don't fade when you don't want them to. But DeChambeau, maybe don't try to hit it 600 yards and maybe it'll go straight for you.
I agree.
But but the LIV guys really had a bad weekend at the PGA.
Well, look, and it's almost whether you like it or not, the LIV versus PGA guys, it's there. It's present, right? Even though they all come together. But you're right. I mean, and DeChambeau's problem is mentally. It's not that he doesn't have the game. But, dude, you can't play every course like this.
Right.
Every time you go, well, he's got a chance. And he did. You know, cause he had to make up like five strokes to start the day on Sunday. But to your point, I'm not just trying to hit the ball 800 yards and then, Mike, I'll make up for a bad shot. Because you're trying to correct too much. And so, yeah, the fact that, you know, guys are breaking clubs and whatnot. But Scottie Scheffler is as cool as my man Stu Scott used to say, as the other side of the pillow. When he has a lead, it's done. He doesn't give up leads, Mike. And on Sunday, if he, like yesterday, he was not going to relinquish the lead.
Right. And even if it looks like he's having a wobble or something where he's going, okay, is he going to let the field catch him? No, he's not going to do that. When he bogeys 9, he comes right back and birdies 10, and he never looks back. Even with the bogey on 18, he was in hand. I'm loving Scottie Scheffler's game. He's fun to watch. He really is.
He is.
And they had to basically pull his, we later found out today that they took his driver away because they were testing the equipment. A lot of guys, the face of the clubs basically get banged up so they don't meet the tolerances for PGA expects. So he's out. Real quick, I know we're just talking Braves, and we got plenty of time during the show. A couple of guys hit us up, and I did this last week. I just want to bring credit to a couple of guys. Don't forget, Matthew Heilman reminds us, we get your Erickson Profar
back. That's right.
And I've forgotten about him literally out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. When is that? Late June, I believe it is?
Yeah, if you pay 80 games suspension. But yeah, whatever that guy can bring to the table as well.
Well, and so you're actually getting the free agent? or at least the you know, right, a guy that we didn't expect to have at this point. You're right. That's another addition. Mm-hmm. All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into. Hit us up. We'd love to hear from you guys. We're going to talk some Falcons as well along the way, but when we get back, it is down to the Final Four, and I think one team has all the right ingredients. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
So I went to visit a friend back in Texas, along with doing some other business, Mike, and happened to play in his member guest. So I meet a guy, and he's introducing me to different people, and he goes, this is Dad. And I said, I'm sorry? And he said, this is Dad. I said, that's his name. He goes, no, his name's Billy, but everybody calls him Dad. And I said, okay. So Billy comes over and he goes, hey, I heard a lot about you. It's good to meet you, Carl. Oh, my God, man. I'm blah, blah, blah. Call me Dad. I got to tell you this story coming up later in the show.
It's kind of like Uncle Baby Billy.
You do not want to miss this.
Call him Dad?
It's on the way.
Dad? Can I call you Dad?
Yeah, it's like, bro, you know, I'm not comfortable with this. I'm just letting you know. I will tell you the full story coming up.
Wow.
Hey, man, appreciate all the comments in regards to the Braves. Look, I know many of you feel the same way. Then many of you don't. Many of you are like, oh, it's too early to be giving up on Sean Murphy. We're not giving up on anybody. But, Mike, if this was the Falcons and somebody was out playing a certain player, oh, I don't know, maybe it was Kyle Pitts, and that player was out playing Kyle Pitts, you guys would be clamoring to get that player in every week if he caught 2 touchdowns over the last 3 weeks and did it every game, and he was giving you 100-plus yards. You guys would be calling us and saying, man, I don't know why they're playing this guy. He should be playing every day.
Right.
This is all we're saying about Drake Baldwin. Let's not get caught up in righty-lefty. Play him until he cools off, and then we'll see where we're
at. I don't want to hear about lefty starters. I mean, look, yes, and stop. Don't give me the baseball nerd condescension. Oh, you and Carl just don't know. We understand, okay? We've watched baseball since we're children. I understand the idea of a right-hander versus a left-hander. I get all that. But when a guy's on friggin' fire, you don't sit him, to Carl's point. Please. This is the same nonsense that cost the Braves in the 98 series against the Padres, right? The Ryan Klesko crap, benching him, the lefty-righty nonsense, which sometimes drives. Go with the hot hand, Carl, please.
Yeah, look, I'm not a guy to drop my resume, but if you want me to tell you, I'll be happy to tell you I covered Major League Baseball for 10 years and I have a Hall of Fame vote. So it's not about understanding. It's about knowing this is a situation that we haven't had, and now we're dealing with it. And now you have a player who, again, is outperforming the guy you're paying. How much money is he making, Mike?
$15 million a year, Carl.
Outperforming the guy that's making $15 million a year. You play that guy. I know salaries sometimes play a role, guys. I get it. And maybe that is what's going to allow him, Mike, to continue to be in the lineup, because you can't. It's hard to sit a guy that's making $15 million a year and the kid is making $300, whatever he's making, right? I mean, I don't even know if Drake Baldwin's making that. I don't know what his deal is. But the fact is, he's performing at a high level. 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you guys. I just feel like, look, we're on a roll. Let's keep it going. And the way you do that is you put the hot hands in that lineup. All right. Ronald Acuna, Mike mentioned it, and Gwinnett. We'll let you hear him blast a home run. The good news is he's seeing the ball really well at the plate. I just don't know about the field stuff. And does that concern you? At some point when he gets back, and the ball's hit Mike, and he's got to chase a fly ball down, are you going to be concerned?
Well, that's it. We were joking around about this the other day. I said, I mean, you're going to play what? You're going to play four outfielders? You're going to like make Ozzy sit there in short right? A short right field? Carl, help him out. I mean, certainly you're going to have to maybe take your lumps at times, because maybe he's going to be a guy that eventually rounds back into being that dude. I don't know if we're ever going to see him come close to stealing 30, 40, 50. Remember, 70 bases was the MVP season. So we'll see. I mean, I don't want to, you know, limit Ronald and say he can't do something. There was going to be some rust, but I think a lot of Braves fans, when you saw the stuff, you went at that first day, were like, ooh, that don't look good.
No, not at all. All right, man, we got plenty to dive into. My man Dom still hanging out with us. Obviously, he is family in for Big O, who's taking some time off with the new kiddo, and my man Day-Day behind the scenes. He is our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download. Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. Braves win the series against the Red Sox again Friday 4-2. Saturday lose 7-6. Mike said it, though. That should have been a dub. And then Sunday 10-4, the bats explode, including Marcell Ozuna.
Marcell Ozuna. Kiss that one goodbye. It leaves the building again.
Yeah, I had a big feeling the Big Bear was going to do that one in this at-bat.
That is a big fly for the Big Bear to get Atlanta to double digits, 10-4.
That one might have got out on the solo drive.
430 happy feet.
Yeah, man, that thing was a friggin' rocket. It's funny they had that angle from on top of the Green Monster, and people, they don't even have time to turn their head, and the ball's already out on the street. Pretty wild.
He got all of it.
I was going to hit the Getty sign, right?
Verdugo, three hits. Riley, three hits. I know, man. And look, we are a game above 500. This is the thing. We got to get above 500, then we got to stay there, right? And that's going to be the next thing. We had to get here, but we got to stay above 500. Today is an off day, Mike. They're saying Strider maybe tomorrow. That's the word right on the street. Okay. I was hoping he could have been back last week, but fine. You didn't rush it. Let's get Strider back, get him back in the mix. And I feel good about the starting pitching. Where are you at on this, by the way?
Well, look, if he comes back and hits the ground running, then we're feeling good. Because Schwellenbach is kind of – whatever that was with Schwelly, we always talk about, you know, again, same thing happens perhaps with Drake Baldwin, with adjustments. Maybe some guys had to figure out how to get back, and Kranis worked with him. Okay, change your approach. Here's how you're going to pitch. You know, work backwards, as Tom Glavine always talks about, and how you approach the guys the third, fourth time you see the lineup. So Schwellenbach's better. I think, you know, I got to be honest, Grant Holmes has been solid.
He has.
I feel bad for Bryce Elder because somebody had to be the odd man out. But Grant told us last week that Bryce's head is right, so this is not going to mess him up. If he's got to come back, he'll be good to go again. So all of a sudden now the pitching's coming together.
I agree. As far as Ronald Acuna goes, this is one of his at-bats in Gwinnett. Saturday, guys, and again, blast another home run. I think his stick is going to help us. If you're concerned about the in-the-field stuff, Snit's got to manage that, Mike. And does that mean you're rotating Ronald in to start him, or are you throwing him out there every day? Are you throwing him out there every day?
Until otherwise, okay. Yeah. I mean, I think once you're up, once you've gone through whatever this rehab, and I was thinking we said maybe when the Red Sox are here at the end of the month, the 1st of June, that's when he comes either way. But if he starts getting into a rhythm and things look less rusty in the outfield, I don't know what the plan would be other than to get him up here every night, you know? And maybe, you know, like anything else, Carl, if there's a day game or something. They just went through that crazy 17 games in a row stretch, so it's a good time for Ronald to come back.
Here's Ronald blasting one in Gwinnett.
3-2 pitch. In the air, straightaway, center and deep. Back goes Deloach, warning track wall. This is off the batter's eye and gone. A bomb from La Bestia. Ronald Acuna Jr. is back. He does the shuffle around third. High fives manager Kanakoa Teixeira, completing his first Stripers homer since 2018. This place is rocking right now, thanks to Ronald.
Well, I hope that's what Truist will be doing soon enough once he gets back. We forget his last full season was record-breaking. Now, he didn't play a full year last year because he got injured, but we know what he's capable of when he's 100%. And by the way, it creates a whole other issue in this lineup, man. If you got all these guys hitting like this, Mike, and Ronald jumps in here, as a pitcher, you're like, who am I throwing this to? Like, you got to really think about strategically how you're going to go about this. So, cannot wait.
One of the guys that you and I have been talking about, Ronald's running mate, Ozzy Albies, and, you know, where's he at? Right now, he's batting 200 for the month. He did go 3 for his last 9 up there in Boston. So hopefully Ozzy's starting to come out. He's, to me, a little better at bats.
Yes.
You know, had some flares dropping here and there. Sometimes, you know, a little bit of a break to help you out. But, yeah, if you could just get Ozzy, he's moved his average up 10 points since last Wednesday. Hopefully that's the trend that continues.
All right, guys, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Who do you have going to the NBA Finals? Both the conference finals are set. Who you got going?
I think Minnesota, because I think Oklahoma City, and they did finally figure it out, but man, they needed like their fourth best player to step up as things were starting to get shaky against the Nuggets. So, I mean, like, we all love SJ. I'm just saying, I think if I was a betting man, I'm going to go with Minnesota to come out of the West. How's that?
Here's what's crazy. So, whoever does, Mike is going to get labeled as the next face. Ant-Man is already on his way, but if he gets to an NBA Finals at this age, again, okay. And then if SGA, who's, again, the MVP, if he gets there, then they're going to be saying, all right, he's the new face of the NBA. Either way, I think it's going to be a fascinating series. Here's what I do think. I think the Knicks are going to get all the calls. I think the league wants the Knicks in the Finals. I'm not telling you they're going to blatantly cheat, but watch this series and watch how it plays out for the Knicks, who haven't been here in a very long time.
Right.
They got rejected all those years when Mike was playing and the Knicks would get to the Eastern Conference Finals and they come up short. I think the NBA, and I'm saying it, Mike, I think they want the Knicks in the Finals.
Yes, if you're going to get, because you've got two, now, again, guys who listen to our show, you're NBA fans. Atlanta's a hotbed for NBA, we get that. But you know who SGA is. You know who Ant-Man is. The casual fan doesn't know. Casual fan knows Golden State. Casual fan knows those brands. So the Knicks and the Hicks, going all the way back. You got to go back 30-some-odd years to when Reggie Miller was throwing daggers right in front of Spike Lee, you know, and Charles Oaktree and those awful, offensively challenged Knicks teams that Carl's referring to were trying to basically do their own version of the Pistons with Pat Riley. And then later on, of course, you know, they did get back in 99. But this is a team that I think you're right. With Thibodeau, a million years I never expected them to be there. But they're so clutch. And if Brunson continues to do his thing, see, Siakam, that's what it would be so interesting if Siakam had been here. He kind of helps things go in the half court on defense, both sides of the floor for the Pacers. So I think either, I will say this, either the Knicks and Pacers, I don't know how they would match up against either Minnesota or Thunder. Thunder looked awful and sluggish in game six. If you didn't see the game last night, who's Alex Caruso? This guy all of a sudden starts hitting some shots. And I'm like, okay.
And he's not a great shooter either.
But it was literally because, you know, if you looked around, Chet Holmgren was like, he was like peeing himself. You know, these guys did not look like they were up for the stage. It was too big for them. So they're very lucky the Nuggets didn't take him down. But obviously the Thunder do blow doors in the second half, so they're on their way.
Caruso, 11 points, 3 steals, to Mike's point. Let me hear SGA. This was the dagger. I thought, again, they took control. And once this particular shot happened, it was a three-pointer in the fourth quarter. This game was over.
Fires the three straight away. It's online, tumbling in there. Cha-ching, a Thunder money ball. SGA's got 35. And the Thunder have a game seven win, up 114-76, 7:40 left. Timeout, Thunder.
12 and 19 shooting. He's been so consistent all year long. And again, he's not a budding star anymore. He's a legitimate superstar.
Right. I said on Friday that you needed Aaron Gordon to step up. He didn't. I said maybe Russell Westbrook's got matched. He doesn't. So that's if you're, you know, it just still comes down to it's basically Jamal Murray had a bad shooting. I know he'd been dealing with, you know, a cold, but they just didn't have the supporting cast step up. So there you go.
What's going on with Scottie Scheffler? Congratulations as he wins the PGA Championship. Again, over the last 75 years, only two other golfers have won three majors and 15 PGA victories. He's now the third. Jack and Tiger are the other guys. More on that coming up later. But when we come back, Mike, I happen to be out when the schedule dropped. We got to talk about this, Atlanta. We will next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
So, free agency came, the draft came, schedule came. Where are we now with our Falcons? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and you've had some time to digest this. I know it was the big, you know, story as far as last week with all the schedules and everybody trying to figure out, you know, the best games, etc. Mike and I were just talking off air, and look, we haven't had a chance to really visit about this because, as I said, I was out last week. We texted a few times, but we both agree it's a tough schedule. And all this nonsense, even last year, you guys remember this last year? Falcons have the easiest schedule in the NFL. Right. And we were like, okay. And many of you were texting and tweeting and sending us messages and calling the show and saying, oh, it's an easy schedule. What happened? We didn't make the playoffs. And I get it. I understand what happened, Mike, with our quarterback and all the things. Our defense wasn't any good. But we had a shot, and we blew it. So you turn around this year and you go, well, I don't know. Mike, you start looking at this schedule and you go, playoff team, playoff team, playoff team. And a lot of the teams that were bad got better. Listen, I thought we were going to beat the Panthers at the end of the year. I think the Panthers are going to be an improved team this year.
Yeah, how much better they're going to be. I think everyone pretty much universally anticipates the Saints being awful. But again, in a rivalry in this division, I don't have to remind you guys, they've still, and we found a way when we were awful to find a way to beat them when they were good. So it's still, you know, division rival is a thing. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Vegas, by the way, has had this over-under at 7.5 because they have a hard time seeing us getting to 9 wins. So when you look at the Vikings, now that's not the Vikings last year with Sam Darnold. That's J.J. McCarthy's ranking. So
correct.
That's one of the things. But Washington, let me get your take on this because, again, Carl's first chance to react. I was telling Abe last week, I don't see this big fall-off that everyone expects with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. They've added to their team, and they also found ways to win those one-possession games last year as a young team.
Look,
so that's a team I think goes onward and upward.
I'm with you. Now, are they better than Philly? We'll find out. They had a chance last year. Right. You know, are they going to be better than Philly? But I'm with you. Like, if you look at the Commanders, and here's the thing. This is the part that nobody really wants to admit. Dan Quinn's a better coach now than he was when he was here. So you've got a better quarterback than most people expected. The coaching is better. His offensive coordinator
Cliff Kingsbury.
Yes, and so now you start saying, all right, well, how much more do they improve? What the Commanders needed to do was improve in a few areas with personnel. I think they've addressed that. Their front office, for those who don't know, the guy that's running the show there came from the 49ers, and he was there a long time, and they have literally taken on the philosophy of team building and how they're going to get better. I'm with you. I think the Commanders are legit. By the way, this is the Bills Super Bowl window, and it has been. That game, Mike, that's not an easy game by any stretch of the imagination. Josh Allen is a beast, and they're on the cusp of getting to the Super Bowl. For them, it is how the hell do we get past Kansas City? That is what they're thinking in Buffalo, period. So you add the 49ers to the mix, and you say, well, it's going to be a down year. Well, they just paid Purdy. We'll see what they're like with Ayuk and all the things that they've traded away. But, man, I'm looking at this schedule, and I go, all right, I would have told you before the season or before the offseason, Patriots are a joke. They didn't scare anybody offensively last year. Vrabel's trying to change that. And if you think for 1 second like the Patriots aren't going to play hard for him, that's his mantra, Mike. He's going to have them playing hard.
I don't know what that was with Gerard Mayo. We said this last week because, you know, it was an odd fit. Nothing seemed to work. And Drake May did get better and stronger as the season went on. They added Stephon Diggs, the defense, the pieces they've added in the draft as well. And you just said it. Vrabel, they're going to be prepared. That's a team that's not going to beat themselves as they continue to get better. Miami, I don't even know what Miami is. That's one that can go either way. We know what they've got offensively. This is going to be a lot of tests. That's like a lot of tests for our pass rush. All the things we did in this offseason. So that's a concern for me. I don't like the bye. I want to get your take on this. The
too
bye.
Early?
Well, because we were trying to handicap the schedule last week. I thought for sure it would be after the Europe trip, but it's not. So it's way early. Week five, you want that when you're banged up in November, December, I think most fans.
Yeah, the Colts game is November 9th, and you would have said, okay, they get basically 10 days off after that. That's what you were kind of hoping. Mm-hmm. To Mike's point, you turn right back around, you got the Panthers on the 16th. It's literally get on a flight and let's go get ready for another game and say what you want. If you guys travel internationally, and I know they're on charters, it's still a grind, man. You get back home, you got to get readjusted, and then you turn right back around and playing. So the we'll be at a disadvantage against mm-hmm. the Panthers that particular Sunday. But, Mike, let me say this about the end of the schedule. That Rams game could determine a lot if we are in the playoff hunt. NFC game, again, that's another primetime game, and you should not be surprised that we're in primetime. I know many people say we hadn't been in the playoffs. No, but we're an attractive young team with one of the best attractive young quarterbacks. So that is like a game that I'm circling right now. Like you go December 29th, that could mean a lot. And depending on what happens with the owners' meetings, by the way, this week, if it turns out that the owners decide, hey, we are going to adjust the seating in the playoffs – you can still win your division, but you may not get a home game. Mike, that may play out in that scenario where maybe the Rams or us are playing for a seed, a higher seed. I just think they're a playoff team. I believe that.
And I sure hope they don't do – I mean, like, if you want to – how about this? Because we'll talk more about this later in the show, but if maybe split the baby like King Solomon. Okay, if you have to be – if you win your division, you got to be 500 or better.
Okay.
Okay, or maybe you got to be over 500. But, I mean, the idea that you're then the division games don't mean anything. It's basically like the SEC. The East and West don't exist anymore. What's the point? So why do I bother playing the Saints twice if it doesn't matter? You know what I mean? Let's just make it a free-for-all with the schedule. So I'm not prepared, and I understand the logic. You don't want to see a 7-9 team hosting a team that has got 11 or 12 wins, but I do think winning the division still should and has to mean something in this league. Otherwise, what you've been doing for 100 years goes out the window.
It's been that way, by the way, since the Houston Texans came in the league in 02, and I thought it was the right decision then because you evened out the league, and you had four teams in every division, so it made sense. And it gives you something to play for. And that's the thing. Everybody always says it's the easiest way to the playoffs. It should remain that way. But I'm with you. Like, the idea that that Saints game at the end of the year doesn't mean anything and you're resting your guys because that may determine the division. Like last year, we're in the hunt. We're supposed to be playing for something against Carolina. Right. Now we lose the game, but the game still meant something at the end of the year because of the circumstances.
Yeah, and I just, especially for a team like us, we haven't, imagine this, we haven't been to the playoffs in years, we win the division, but we don't, by virtue of win-loss, have a home game. I mean, that's just devastating for a lot of fan bases, too. So we'll see how they go. Do they have a compromise? You got to be 500 or better to be able to be the home field. That's maybe where they should go. Maybe there's a compromise with the owners. We'll find out.
And I know you think the Jets are going to suck again, but understand this. If Justin Fields is their quarterback, he beat us with the Bears, he beat us with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he'll play us as the New York Jets quarterback.
Right.
Like, all of those things play out, and you can say, well, that doesn't mean anything. It means something to him. Means something to him.
Right. And it was Aaron Glenn's the head coach, right?
Correct.
And it's we just talked about the same thing that goes for Vrabel. I think whatever happened with Ulbrich and Saleh, perhaps a breath of fresh air, perhaps finally flushing it with Aaron Rodgers, because you still have Breece Hall, you still got Garrett Wilson, you still got a lot of weapons. So a lot of tests for both. See, it's not just, and Matthew Judon was popping off last week about, well, they weren't using me the right way. All right. Well, the combination of maybe they weren't, but you weren't doing anything when you were having your hand in the ground trying to get the quarterback. But you got to contain. And set the edge against the run against some of these quarterbacks and some of these running games we're going to see this season.
What do you guys think, man? I'd love to hear from you. I mean, listen, I've had time to kind of look at this, and the first day I was like, okay. And the second day I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I tempered my expectations a little bit because there will be improved teams on this roster. But here's the thing. Look at the quarterbacks you're playing that are established. And look, I'm not a big fan of Purdy. I'll simply say this. What does he do extremely well? The answer is nothing. It's nothing. He's just a game manager, okay, who had great offensive weapons around him and the MVP, in my opinion, and Christian McCaffrey, Mike, and he managed the game, and that was great. But it's gotten him paid, but I can't discount Shanahan's play calling and the fact that he understands exactly what they're trying to do. Josh Allen, You mentioned it. Jaden Daniels. Okay. Baker Mayfield, guys, is pretty damn good, whether you like him or not.
Right. Now, again, we remember it took an overtime and the single-game passing record to beat the Bucs at home on a Thursday night. And I thought, you know, it was a great game down in Tampa, which we obviously held on to win. But that's, again, another big division rival, and that's right out of the jump. You like, by the way, having the division game to start?
I do.
The season?
Give me going.
And
yes.
Let's see what James Pierce and Jalen Walker and Leonard Floyd can do. You know, let's see. Because you're going to see from the jump in that first four games. And Carolina, you said it. They embarrassed us last year, and they weren't even close to being ready. If compared to where maybe you think they're going to go this year, 6 or 7 wins.
I think that's where they're going to be. And then the other part about this schedule, we're talking about the Falcons, guys, just kind of recapping and looking at this again. Right now, you know, it's chill mode. Teams, you know, they had the rookies report. We'll get into some OTA stuff here, but the big news this week is going to be the owners' meetings again up in Minnesota. But I just feel like, Mike, when you look at this thing, and by the way, Kyler Murray, if you let him run around, remember he ran around and beat us? You remember that game where we couldn't get him on the ground and he ran around and made plays? So I'm just saying, like, you look at this, and oh, by the way, I'm leaving off Matthew Stafford, that Rams game. So,
hey, and by the way, Arizona with Kyler Murray, I don't know what they're going to be. Marvin Harrison was not the impact player I think he should have been. I don't know if that offense gets, you know, kind of dialed in. They did some interesting things in free agency in the draft. So we kind of haven't even mentioned those guys. That's a late season trip out there. So, I mean, yeah, and Seattle with Sam Darnold. So even the guys, like the games that you might shrug and say, 50-50. Exactly. They're 50-50 games. They're hard road games for some of these. Now, Seattle comes here. Tampa late in the year. That's the Thursday night game. All these national games, we may get flexed into more. If we're kicking butt, one thing for certain, the NFL believes in Bijan Robinson, Drake, and they believe in young Michael Penix Jr.
We're going to find out how good our coaching staff is. When nobody expects you to be any good, you know, like last year. Oh, they got Kirk Cousins. He's just going to fill the void. They're still young. Now, all of a sudden, you got all these primetime games, and people are going to be interested. First of all, we can't get embarrassed in primetime because, Mike, that seems to happen way too often.
Right.
Secondly, we're about to find out how good our coaching staff is. And I'm not saying that to put pressure on them. They already know. But when there is a little bit of an expectation now, how good are you going to be? And, Mike, if you're winning, it's easy at first, but are you going to be able to make the adjustments? Coach Ra, offensive coordinator, our new defensive coordinator, our old defensive coordinator, and Jeff Ulbrich, how good is this coaching staff going to be in doing those things? We're going to find out, man. This is not an easy schedule by any stretch of the imagination.
It's hard to find 10 wins. I mean, and again, we'll get into it later in the year. We'll have plenty of time between now and the start of the season to break it down, but it's hard right now because you just don't know. You're hoping, you're betting on the come, your defense is going to be that good. You feel good about Penix Jr., but we only had 3 games to see it.
Yeah.
But he did respond on the national stage, made a big mistake, came back, did enough to win you the game. The coach made the mistake in the end. It didn't give your quarterback a chance to show you if he could win the game late and get you in field goal position. Remember, you had a bum field goal kicker in that one. But I do think, you know, if the defense is as good as Falcon fans hope it to be, then
it's going to be. Do you think it's going to be better?
It's got to.
It's got to.
I mean, it's. And by the way, here's the thing: you got to make the playoffs, or the general manager might get got.
Yes.
You know, with this schedule.
Yeah. All right. Want to know what you guys think, man? As we look at this schedule release from last week, and we'll settle down a little bit, right? Because you were like at first, yeah, this is great. We're going to kill everybody. Then you look at it again, you're like, oh, well, I don't know. 404-726-0929. We got more NFL to talk about. Would you believe if we told you he talked to other teams before making his decision, which tells me he really didn't want to make the decision. He wanted to play, but he didn't want to play there.
Right.
We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.